We're going to welcome in now the voice of the Sacramento River Cats, a championship season in the PCL and then a championship season among all AAA affiliates. Johnny Doskow joins us now. Johnny, how are you? Welcome to the show, man.
I'm great, Cole. Thanks, man. Doing well. You?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on. Now, I got to needle you a little bit because your guy Bill Lasky told me out of the gate, I got to get on you about how none of the players like you because you don't spend any time around them.
That's about right. Just here to do my job. Just a professional. You know that.
That's how it is, man. So how was the season, man? I mean, coming into a year like this, you know, you have not had a championship year like this in Sacramento. They've got 89 players that come through the organization. Farhan Zaidi is using the AAA system like he never has before. How's that for you as a broadcaster, man? I mean, you're learning new guys every day, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, I had heard from the broadcaster in Oklahoma City, Alex Freeman, said, get ready because there'll be a lot of moves because he was, you know, with Farhan with the Dodgers. So I expected a lot of moves. I did not expect 316 transactions, so that's what we had. But you know what? Honestly, it was pretty cool because you got a chance to see a lot of new faces and you know, the guys who came up, you know, we lost a lot of guys to the big club and the double-A guys came up. They bought in and they all played well. So, you know, I was looking at my scorebook and looking at the lineup in September compared to what it was in April. Yeah. And you're talking about maybe one guy, two guys in the lineup that was in the lineup in April. And it's incredible. You know, we had, you know, Stephen Vogt was with us for a month, and what a great leader he was on the club. It was like clockwork, though. When he went up to the big leagues, we got Frankie Pena, who was an incredible, just a great, great veteran leader on the club, bought in, didn't, you know, not a complainer, not, you know, upset he wasn't in the big leagues, at least didn't show it. And, you know, it just seemed like every veteran we had led the young guys and were positive influence in the clubhouse. And when you have that in AAA, as you know, AAA is such a volatile level. A lot of guys, they think they should be in the big leagues. They're, you know, it can be a cancer in there, but not one guy, not one veteran guy was a bad influence to those younger players. I think that makes a big difference in AAA.
And how much of that goes to the manager, Dave Brundage? Because I imagine, like, trying to manage a team like that where you just don't know. I've always thought that being a minor league or a AAA manager in particular was exceptionally difficult because you're trying to win games. You want to prove that you're developing players. But also, you got guys coming in every single day that you may not know where to or how to plug them in. How was he this year?
He was great. You know, he really was. He has that open-door policy. Guys come in and talk to him. He's just such a great players-type manager. And I think, you know, another thing that, you know, the challenge of a AAA manager, not only are you dealing with players coming and going, but you're also dealing with, you know, the big club telling you who you can play, limits on the pitcher. So, he, you know, it's not like you're managing in the big leagues where you can, you know, you can manage, you can go as hard as you want. You basically, when you're in AAA, you basically have to, it's a situation where you have to kind of do what the big club wants. So it can be frustrating and tough at times for a AAA manager, but he handled that well, and he found a way to win. And I'll tell you, he's the perfect AAA manager. He's been in AAA a long time, and he's a guy that I think is really, really respected around the game, and he did a great job for us this year.
I'm talking to Johnny Doskow. You hear him calling the Sacramento River Cats games. So how was it? I don't think a lot of us knew that beyond the PCL championship that they were going to have a chance to go off. And who'd you guys beat in the AAA national championship?
Yeah, I beat the Columbus Clippers.
There you go.
Indian affiliate.
Okay.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's an exhibition game. Really, not to take anything away from the AAA championship, but when you win the PCL championship, you won your title. And the Columbus winning the Governor's Cup in the International League, they won their title. So it's an exhibition, but it's still fun. If you get there, you might as well win it. And the River Cats, what I liked is it kind of gave AAA, you know, AAA right now with the baseballs and the 22-15 ball games, it can get a little bit of a bad rap, and some of it's just, some of it's the baseballs, some of it's the pitching, but, you know, see a 4-0 crisp, well-played, solid defensive game was pretty cool that was on the national stage for AAA. I was actually excited that the fans nationally got to see a pretty good baseball game, so that was fun.
Pretty cool stuff. You know, when you look at the roster now, and we were talking about this earlier, like if you look at every guy on the Giants 25-man at the end of August, you could probably think about a storyline or a situation throughout the year where it felt like it was all about this guy. We're thinking Dickerson and then Yaz and Mauricio Dubon, guys like that. They've all got their own backgrounds. But I'd imagine at the AAA level, you guys are kind of doing the same thing, handicapping who you think might be able to get to the bigs. And then a guy like Taylor Rogers ends up making it to the majors after 7 years in the minors. Are there tons of guys down there that are having success that maybe just aren't getting the look or haven't broken through yet?
You know, it happens all the time. And, you know, speaking of Tyler Rogers, I mean, that was, you know, I talked to our strength coach, Andy King. He said it was maybe his top top 2 days in baseball when Rodgers got called up. I think people got more emotional on that one than anyone. I was sitting in Brundage's office. He told me the whole story, and I was crying like a baby. But just because you're so excited for this guy. This guy, 28 years old. I think he's deserved it the last couple of years. Hasn't got a shot. He finally does. And it was quite a moment. I mean, the pictures of his twin brother watching the San Francisco Giants game in the Minnesota Twins clubhouse. And, you know, one thing, when I interviewed Tyler the first year, he said, you know, when I finally get that call, if I'm lucky enough to get that call, my first call is going to be to my brother, my twin brother. He goes, he's my best friend. And those guys are it's amazing. They're so close. And so to see that, to see Tyler get a chance at the big league level and have success at the big league level, I think was great. I think we all were thrilled for that. But there are a lot of guys. I mean, look at Christian Adames. He's a guy that, you know, bought into the whole team game, and he's a guy that I was so excited for him to get a call up because he was a guy that, you know, he's been in AAA a long time. He played well against us when he was in the Rockies system. And he's a guy that, you know, he wanted to win so badly at AAA that you were excited for him to get the call at the big league level. And he's done well up there. He had a 2-hit game, he had a 3-hit game, and he's showing he belongs. So I think it's pretty cool when a guy like Adames gets success. And there are a lot of guys slip through the crack, Hope, as you know. It's just, it's a tough level, and you just got to get there and get a chance and perform when you do get a chance.
Yeah, and Rodgers is one that's been doing it. You're right, Adames has stepped up too, but Rodgers has been a fun story, and I think probably everybody's going to earn their spot in the bullpen next year, but I think he's probably a front runner for one of those spots at the major league level. Before we let you go, I want to ask you briefly about the getting the AAA rings. 89 guys come through this year and are going to end up with a AAA championship. You get a ring, you're going to end up with one. Now, you were there when they were the A's affiliate, weren't you?
I was, Cope. So I have actually, this will be my seventh.
This will be your seventh championship ring?
Yeah, because I got one in. I've been in the minors a long time.
You're like the Bill Russell of minor league broadcast championships.
Something like that. I got one in '94 with Cedar Rapids, '97 High Desert, and then five with Sacramento. So I've been lucky. Yeah, with the A's, we won like 8 titles out of 8 division titles in 10 years, and 4 PCL titles within the span of about 6 years. So yeah, they gave us some great teams with the A's, and now with the Giants, it's so great the Giants get to the postseason and win the championship. Our first time as a Giants affiliate, we've made the postseason. First time a Giants AAA club has won the title since '77. So it was a pretty cool year, Cope. It was awesome.
That's pretty cool, man. And just one more, like as far as the culture of winning goes, do you buy into that as far as coming through the minor league system to the big league level? I know San Jose wins all the time. So for Sacramento to win on the brink of the major leagues, is that a big deal mentally, you think?
You know, I do. I think it is. You know, I've kind of gone back and forth on it. I do think winning is an important part of development. You know, the A's always thought that. I think the Giants, with Farhan coming here, I think the Giants are going to win more at the minor league level, and I think it does make a difference. I kind of play devil's advocate sometimes with people on it because the Giants had those, you know, championships in 10, 12, and 14. Their AAA team struggled in those years. But I do think it's important culture-wise to win throughout the minor leagues. They get used to winning. They like winning. And then it happens to the big league level. So I do think it makes a difference. I do.
Great stuff, Johnny. Just make sure when you guys put down your addresses for getting the championship ring, have Bill Lasky sent to your house so he's got to go through you to get his, huh?
For sure. It's got to go through me. Come on.
Everything goes through Johnny. Johnny Dasko, voice of the River Cats. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, thanks, my man.
Thanks a lot, dude. Yeah, good stuff. He's been down there. And I was thinking the A's had must have won a handful of PCL titles when they were the affiliate. That's got to be tough, by the way. You're told in one offseason, hey, all those players you've been calling and you've known all season long, they're not going to another affiliate. Now you're getting the Giants affiliate in. So the culture of winning, a big deal there for Johnny Dasko. Good stuff.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.